The views and opinions expressed on any program are those of the persons appearing on the program and do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the New Hue and Sunflower Media Mint. Some programs might include strong images or languages that may not be suitable for all audiences. Viewer discretion is advised.
It's the shades of temporary state of mind or feeling. Curated playlist by real people. You're listening to Hue Mood by the New Hue.
Hey guys, back to the pods, another Friday night. This is Age from the New You. This is Human by the New You, another playlist for you for this weekend that you can enjoy and share to your friends or your family that you can actually listen to and enjoy, of course, the music. Maybe after a long while, it's really a tiring. Lalo pa right now, we're back with Alert Level 1, traffic's already back, and maybe you're just looking for something fresh that you can listen to. But before I go on and, of course, introduce our guests for tonight, it's more of I want to talk about the Music Awards. So the New Year is going to have its first Music Awards this coming May. But we have small pocket events within March and April wherein we have artist takeovers wherein we invite buskers and artist nominees from the Music Awards to take over our IG. And whether they go live, they share stories, they talk to you. So let's be interactive there. There are days wherein Ben and Ben's gonna take over, Clara Benin, Maris Rakal, and Arthur Neri, other nominees as well. And so as buskers that are going to perform within our IG page. Now, Clara, if you're listening to this podcast, we have a bunch of podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts that you can listen to. Of course, from season one up to this episode, Humid, so as the playlist, it's all on Spotify. But the reason I'm talking about podcasts is we have a fellow podcaster in the pod right now, Thea. Hi, Thea. How is that?
Hi, H. What's up? Thank you for having me. Grabe. First podcast guesting this year, and to be honest, nakalimutan ko na paano mag-guest ng podcast kasi talagang I truly enjoy hosting and I love that you're passionate with what you do. So, grabe guys.
Before we go online, I was talking about us really starting at the same year. It's a pandemic thing for both of us, the New Year, and of course your podcast as well. But we started 2020, 2 years down the pandemic. What made you decide that you want to do Peace and Tequila?
It was just a parang passion project. It started as a passion project. I was really hoping to have a career because I was in Manila for a year after I joined Pinoy Big Brother, the reality show. Yep. And then because of the pandemic, kailangan kong umuwi ng Bohol and I had to, parang I was left with, okay, anong gagawin ko? And I honestly don't like not having anything better to do. So aside from vlogging, aside from creating content online, I was like, I have to make use of what I have. And what do I have? I love talking. I honestly love to talk. And that was the time na, I think hindi pa ako nag-live stream nun on Kumu. I don't know if you know the app, but I'm also a live streamer. So I was like, I really enjoy talking. And as in, nakakaloka yung mga first phases of the pandemic, right? I know you feel me. Maybe that's the reason why you started this thing. So ayun, parang I was like, I needed something na magiging outlet ko for my creativity whatsoever, even if hindi ko naman talaga makakonsider yung self as a creative or magaling na podcaster or whatever. But I was just, you know what? Yeah, I'm just gonna do it. And the thing there is, hindi ko alam paano magsimula. And I honestly did not know anyone who is into podcasting. Kasi, hindi naman siya masyadong, I mean, even I was in Bohol that time. And whenever I tell people, no, I want to start a podcast, and they were like, ano yung podcast?
Yeah.
So, talagang, diba? I was like, okay, you know what? Gagawin ko lang ito. So I did my research. It took me months. Nag-invest ako with a microphone na hindi ko alam kung paano gagawin. I had a sound card for my live stream and the podcast. And I had to, talagang, parang yung pagbubuo ng concept, everything, it was all me. Mm-hmm. And parang mali ko na I didn't reach out to the people, like mga sound engineers or the na baka alam nila paano how to or paano to start, but yung learning ko lang doon ay parang nangapa ako, but I learned so much, and doon ko na notice na wow, I'm really passionate about this. I'm alam mo yun, hindi naman siya importante. And hindi ako sure kung magkakapera ako dito or something. Exactly. But I was really doon ko realize na, oh my God, I spent so much on this. Like, invested my time, energy, and my effort. So maybe, may enjoy ko to. So I did. And 2 years later, I think I'm down with siguro almost 30 episodes. I uploaded an episode kanina. Kasi magaling siya sa start. I mean, ang saya ng feeling na, oh my God, podcaster ako. Ganon. And ang dami ko pang ideas, like yung mga content. But eventually, parang it's so hard to maintain it. And yes, talagang me personally, nadedrain ako na, oh my God, ano ba to? Sino ba yung kakausapin ko? Ano ba yung topic na nagagawin ko? And all that. So, and it also came to a point na parang, ano ba yan? Parang na akong, like, I always keep on telling about myself. Parang, ano ba yan? Will people be interested to learn from me? Will people be interested to hear my stories? But whenever I get messages from supporters na parang, oh, you have to keep on doing what you do kasi na-enjoy namin, we'll listen to you.
Yeah.
Dun ko na, ano na, oh, shit, oh, ano, ang saya.
Exactly, exactly.
You are being heard. And that was the time that I felt seen, I felt heard. I didn't care about earning at all. It was really fun. Mm-hmm. It was really fun. So, it took a while for me to realize na I could maybe make a living out of this, but yun nga, parang I had to scratch that idea because it was all fueled by passion. Like, sure, I had other things naman. I had the career, I'm still under contract by ABS, I still do vlogs, I still work for brand collaborations, and I do the live streams, and I travel a lot. Pero knowing na the podcast is just there for people to hear, to listen to, or for people to check out, it means na I'm actually doing something nice.
That's
and
true.
It started as a selfish thing na, oh my God, podcaster ako. Pero now, having my friends listen to it and having some of my friends guest on the show, parang I get to be, or I was able to express myself through the content that I put out there. And I think that's the beauty of podcasting. Na some people hindi na alam, or baka malalaman pa lang nila. But it's a really good thing na, and I'm really thankful na ginawa ko siya. Like, with the new you, diba? Like, yeah. I know for sure you also had your personal struggles. How did you come up with this?
We did. Actually, with the new you, no? I mean, it was started around May 2020. So it's the same year na nag-start ka ng podcasting. Primarily because that's the point we're in. Naghahanap tayo ng kausap eh. Diba? I mean,
yes,
it's the pandemic. And then I was like thinking inside that room na, okay, what's happening outside? And there's no way to go outside because sobrang lockdown during those times. Eh. You cannot go out and then, uy, kumusta kayo dyan at all, diba? So the only means is actually online conversations like this. And then the good thing there is we want to, ako personally, I want to understand, okay, what's happening in this industry? Ito, kamusta to? Ito, kamusta to? I mean, their doors different eh. Kasi like kami, corporate job, may morning job also, diba? We're all stuck work from home. Pero kumusta yung mga nasa hotels? Kumusta yung mga nandito?
Yes.
So that's when we started, well, personally, I started questioning the norms. So that's the reason why it's the new you. It's basically a wordplay, the new you, the new person. But just tweaking into you. And then, of course, it's an H. And then you being black and white, still a contrary between the, when you talk about you, it's colors, but still black and white.
Yeah.
So that's the wordplay there. But the idea is basically just, it's a conversation, the podcasting. And then we have our downs, sobrang dami, to the point then also that, of course, we felt that, okay, may nangyayari ba? That is the time when you think na, why am I not earning here? But again, tama yung sinabi mo kanina, that's the point of podcasting. Ako ah, pero for some, if it's their full hustle, and I completely respect that. But pero sa akin pala, it's more than the money. It's more than what you you can earn, di ba? I mean, for some, bakit mo pa tinutuloy ito, ganito, ganyan, 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 and you don't earn anything. It's because I become wiser. Yun yung feeling ko eh. Whenever I talk to a person that I barely even know, like you, I just message you on Instagram, like, how I reach out to all of the guests from the past.
Yeah.
Tapos, we share this conversation, di ba? I mean, those are the things. And that's how the new you grew. From being a podcast to a publication right now, that's how it is. And the good thing there is, when we talk about what do you call this, the publication per se, this is actually the first episode that we're guesting a podcaster. But for the longest time, it's been my idea of like a podcast within a podcast. We're actually gonna feature podcasters within our podcast, right? So, because for me, nung sinabi kong, am I going to compete with the Spotify chart list? No. Kasi established na sila eh. Ako hindi. Pero my main objective is to actually promote those na kailangan ka.
Yeah.
So it's the one of the ideas that the reason why the new is still here. That to go back to you, no, I mean being a podcaster, admit it. Ang hirap na ngayon yung mga listeners. Sobrang ambilis maumay, no. Kumusta ka sa content mo? Oh.
Ako naman, I love na parang I can work with variety of content that I want to put out there, being na I came from a reality show. So some people are just kind of curious about what I do, how I think, how I feel. So even before I joined the show, I joined PBB, I was already on the internet. I was a blogger on Tumblr. And I knew that the corporate world wasn't for me. But I tried having a corporate job. I was a banker for over a year. And then the show, the reality show, and I was like, diba, I know for sure, you know, Pinoy Big Brother. Yep. But ang expectations kasi ng ibang tao, mag-aartista after the show. Yep. But what I had in mind talaga, after this show, I don't really care about getting acting gigs. Mm-hmm. I just want to have that parang connection or to build an audience, kumbaga. Kasi I knew I had it in me na whatever I say, whatever I do, parang I wanna be a storyteller. Whenever my parents ask me, what do you wanna be when you grow up? And sabi ko, huh? What do I wanna be when I grow up? So para I just chose the path na accounting, whatever. But I wanted to be a storyteller. And I even wanted to be a TV show host. I wanted to be a travel show host. But now, even if hindi nangyayari yung mga as in super wild dreams ko na to be able to host a travel show, I'm still doing it now. I'm still doing it through the podcast na with the content that I create, like even the recent episodes, it's just my love life, the love life of other people. you know, parang that's why I named it parang Tea and Tequila Talks. Kasi yeah. Diba when you make inuman, charot, make inuman. Kasi kapag nag-iinuman ka with your friends and you drink tequila, diba, there will be like the honest conversations na parang,
feel the tea. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's the tequila version. And the tea version naman, yung parang medyo mas maayos na conversations about life, about adulting. So it's a mixture of both. And I am I'm a tequila person, by the way. And I'm also a tea person. So parang sabi ko, when I thought about it, parang, oh, shit, pwede to ah. Like, wala talaga siyang masyadong target. Like, for example, like you explained na the new you, more on the black and white, and conversations with people that you barely know, the content creators, the artists, the singers, the podcasters. Yeah. But with me, it's just, wala, oh, trip mo ba mag-inuman? Oh, tara, tas record na natin. And nagugulat ka na lang eh, kasi honest conversations happen na hindi mo lang nanonotice, di ba? And you learn so much from even your friends or me, even now, that I'm learning a lot from you. So, content-wise naman, parang wala eh. I used to be really insecure about having my life na parang ipapublic ko siya. Kasi, di ba, privacy dapat, ganun. Mm-hmm. Parang ngayon, sabi ko, I wanna talk about my love life. Sige na nga. Yung ganon. So, I mean, that's my podcast. And exactly. Na-amaze ako na people listen to it. And whenever I share, kahit na nahihiya ako to share my episodes kasi minsan nagiging vulnerable ako, nagiging honest ako, minsan may mga bagay na nasasabi ako na I don't want to be heard. Pero the fact na people were telling me na I learned from your experience, na nafe-feel kita kasi this happened to me also. Tapos doon na, nagbe-build na ng conversation. Uy, alam mo ba, yung shinare mo na nangyari sa'yo noong 2019, parang naramdaman ko yan ngayon. So, parang it's really amazing because I really love also making or building meaningful connections to people, like having friends, gano'n. Yeah. Like, madadalang talaga ako. And gusto ko talaga tumagay. Gano'n talaga. Content-wise, sobrang hirap. Pero the more you get comfortable with how uncomfortable things would feel. Mm-hmm. Parang, correct. Even you, I know for sure, you were able to share some parts of yourself na di mo nasasabi sa iba through the podcast. Diba? Exactly. And your guests, may mga nasi-share sila na hindi nila si-share sa iba. Na, and then what you said earlier also, na whenever you end the conversation with a person, you feel wiser. And that's what I felt also. As a, you know what? I really am happy that you are calling me a podcaster now. Hindi ko talaga siya ma-claim kasi it was just for fun. Eh. It was just a hobby. Mm-hmm. And now, like, I'm like to be able to guest here as a podcaster. It's really something. And yeah, thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
We struggle, but we thrive and survive. You know.
Siguro like what you shared also. No, I mean, sa amin naman, we tend to really ano ba? Expand and change our content every now and then in terms of from before na sobrang feature na okay what's happening in this industry etc and all to the point that I had this decision na okay let's tweak into conversations on the pod, so we call it conversations on the pod. We're in, it's really about conversations na. Tapos we had this show with Things You Vomit way back season one. We're in, it's just a rant basically of what's happening on the corporate world. So we had episodes like, okay, for this season, this is going to be the toxic culture for the corporate world, wherein we talk about toxic positivity, we talk about always available. So those things na parang biglang, okay, so ang daming nakarelate. Maybe kasi we, as podcasters also, we have to change. We have to adapt with the audience.
Exactly.
The formula in day one's not gonna last until the end of time. You have to really change, and you cannot give everything also in day one, because with the attention span rin ng mga tao right now, with the audience, with the listeners, nagbabago-bago sobrang bilis, and you have to change. Nakikita natin how the platforms are changing from feeds to stories to reels, diba? I don't know what's next. So yan, maraming changes, and it's a cycle in a sense that I would congratulate you and other people who started their own podcast and whatever and on social media. Why? Because we all earned that skill. We all earned something. Wherein I have been talking with some artists, veteran artists in the music industry. Na parang I remember episodes with like City, Ebe, and other artists na sabi nila parang hirap nung nag-pandemic kasi sanay kami, pupunta kami sa studio, magre-record, tapos meron kami production sa likod eh. Pero nung nag-pandemic, bumaligtad yung mundo. Which is totoo, because yung mga bedroom artists, sila yung mas umangat. Because they know how to do it on their
own. Totoo.
Diba? So, yun yung nangyari. And, well, right now, everything's opening up again. We don't know. We don't know until when this is. Same time, just continue. I mean, just continue what's happening. And we don't know for tomorrow, ano na yung content ito yan, ano yung content in the new year. just watch out. Just follow our platforms, Instagram, socials, of course, the new UPH, of course, Yalitea, and of course, the website, www.thenewph.com. Now, going to the humid episode, kasi I mean, it's not a humid episode without a playlist. So siguro, this is something that we will not change. Yeah, sinabi ko na. We will not change from day one.
I love this concept, by the way.
I mean, because this is one of the core of the new you, and we're not living this. I mean, we've seen how people are starting to create playlists as well. And we feel, ano, we feel, paano ba, flattered. And at the same time, na parang meron naambag naman si Yuyu doon sa industriya na, okay, playlist thing right now. Playlist by Thea, I feel infinite. We asked Thea to create a playlist before this recording. And then this is the playlist that we will be releasing on Spotify after this podcast, of course. Thea, what's the mood in this playlist?
The mood in this playlist. The moment that you asked me to create a playlist, sobrang na-pressure ako. Sabi ko, ha? How? Like, I know for sure that I'm not the only one, pero talagang yung genre ko is sobrang, I can listen to hip-hop, to rap, to rock, whatever. And depende din yun sa mood ko. But I also checked your Instagram, by the way, and amazing curation of everything. Yun nga, parang sabi ko, oh, this is really cool. Ang ganda ng concept na to. So, I thought about, ano kayong mood na I feel nostalgic, na parang something that I miss pre-pandemic, and that's going on random road trips with friends and then eating out at 4 a.m. Parang mga ganon, like the random nights, and like parang, parang, di ba, like some people like chill lang, pangtulog music. I remember there's even a playlist na parang pang kape. And I was like, okay, sige, ito na punk rock. No naman. Ano, parang just the kind of songs that I would listen to whenever I feel, whenever I want to feel alive. Yeah. Like, these songs make me feel infinite. Charot. Parang, I don't know, whenever I listen to this song, there's no way na hindi ako mapapa. Damn, if you guys can watch me right now, I'm literally like slightly headbanging.
Ito yung kape mo,
so
no?
Parang, yeah, parang whenever I miss a feeling and or whenever I talk to my friends, it's like, shit, sarap sana nito. Tapos nakikinig tayo ng Mr. Brightside. Tapos kumakanta lang tayo. Parang ganon. So it's the kind of feeling na I really miss. And I hope to experience in the future. Yeah. Na parang, oh, sige, well, let's go, Tagaytay. Oh, tas blast na lang Arctic Monkeys. So parang, it's really, you know, those little moments that I miss. And parang, wala eh. Wala tayong magagawa eh. I haven't seen my friends in a very long time. And I have lots of circles of friends then. And parang iba-iba din naman yung nililisten namin. We listen to like even like R&B, whatever. But this one, talagang parang gusto ko lumabas and sumigaw. Parang gano. That's what I really miss the most. That's why I created this playlist. Parang ang dami-dami ng songs dito eh.
Yeah, actually.
So on rock side. Whatever. Sige, go.
Yeah, one of my kickstart songs is in the playlist eh. Nakita ko na agad yung alakap ng heads eh. Parang, okay. Parang nakakamiss na yun. Parang kung biglang every time.
Diba?
When I see your playlist, nung actually, sabi ko nga sa'yo, diba, I ask you to create a playlist, and then sabi ko, okay, give me 2 days. I want to listen to it. Because whenever I do the human episode, the recording, I want to listen to the playlist first because I want to feel that vibe bago ka usapin yung gumawa ng playlist. So, nung pinapakinggan ko siya, para akong, shit, nakakamiss yung Music Summit. Nakakamiss yung mga gigs sa labas. Nakakamiss yung, as in, live.
Oh, on. God, gigs! Oh, my God!
Diba?
I love going to gigs.
That's the reason why we started the Music Awards. Well, the plan niya is to have a physical event eh. Pero nung January, alam naman natin medyo gumewang. So medyo nag-iba yung plans. But who knows? I mean, with the new year right now, that's something in our pipeline to do. We really want to have a gig, a live gig, solid gig.
Yeah, you have to, guys. You have to.
Watch out for that.
I really miss going to gigs, going to concerts, and that feeling na parang I even went to like Ben and Ben's show alone. And I went to James Arthur's show back in Vertis alone. And as in wild, even unique. Pumunta ako. Wala, bahala kayo dyan. No one wants to go with me. And parang it's something na I really truly miss. Like, seeing bands perform live, it makes you feel alive eh. Even when you're with a sea of people na hindi mo kilala, the feeling of like singing to the same songs and yes. and jumping and having so much fun and you know meeting people and you know parang yun nga sa parang movie or book na The Perks of Being a Wallflower when Charlie said na he was really happy, he was like, I feel infinite. And that's what I parang that's why I named this playlist. Parang he was ano eh parang
are you a wallflower?
No, I'm more of an extrovert, and I'm parang I really love big crowds. Right. I love having so much fun with the music. I love partying. I love going out, mm-hmm. and those are the things that I experienced. Diba? Sobra na kami. So I really truly support your music festival.
Let's see that.
Whatever that is, talagang grabe.
Actually, pandemic days, we had this music fest online. So we did less than 2020. Mm. We had Unite. That's a two-day music fest. We gathered about 24 artists, DJs, wow, bands, sobrang dami. September, but it's a weekend. Tapos 2 days yun. Mm-hmm. So the concept is like parang Coachella na talaga, okay, habaan natin to tuloy-tuloy lang. And then the artists, sobrang kita mo, miss na nilang tumugtog during that time na lahat are performing live. Na hindi, magla-live ako, hindi ako magre-record. I'm gonna perform kahit pa yung audience, alam ko, nanonood lang. Kasi sa artists, nararamdaman nila yun. And it's something that we have to do. And honestly, we have to do something like that in the near future. Kasi ako naman with live gigs, nami-miss ko, whenever I hear the drums, tapos tipong sumasabay.
Oh my God!
Na parang, uy, ito yun, this is the live. Anyway, we're getting emotional with live gigs right now. Kailangan na mangyari niya mga
ibalik
yan.
Ibalik niyo na po ang live gigs. Wala kayo.
Balik na natin kahit nakamask kami, mag-mosh pit pa rin kami. In this playlist, I feel infinite and I usually ask this to all of the guests. What's your top song in this playlist?
My top song in this playlist, I guess it would be, oh my God, that's hard. This is really random. Hindi ko nga, ano ba to?
Walang nadalian sa tanong na yan.
Ano ba to? Siguro my top song would be, ano ba? Since I love Fall Out Boy, siguro ito, 27.
Oh.
And also Mr. Brightside because it reminds me of my family a lot. Kasi yun talaga yung top karaoke song ng family. But maybe, siguro 27 by Fall Out Boy. Like, there's no way na, whenever I hear this song, and not many of my friends know this song naman, pero whenever I nagsushuffle lang ako ng playlist, there's no way na hindi talaga ako mapalundag. You know, like, hey! Yo! Yung ganun na vibe. So, yeah, maybe that. I really love Fall Out Boy so much.
That's true. Anyway, guys, I Feel Infinite by Taylor Rizaldo is going to be out on Spotify after this podcast. So go check it out. Of course, the podcast is of the news is going to be also out within the new Spotify channel. You can check out all of the podcasts on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts. Check out the website, www.thenewph.com, and our socials at TheNewUPH. Right now, also, if you check our website, we have Ebe Dancel on our artist podium. So that is an article that actually si Ebe mismo yung nagsulat. It's an open letter by Ebe to all of you. So read that out. We have other artists also writing on the podium since January and Feb. So it's going to be a monthly thing. So watch out. So kumbaga sa magazine, parang, yeah, it's our cover page for the month of March.
Nice.
Now, Music Awards, of course, it's there. You can go www.theNewPH.com/musicawards-2022. So vote for your favorite artist. We have categories, best male, female, group, new, listener's choice, and then best DJ. So go support everyone, support locals, support OPM. Thea, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Before we end, like I promise, it's going to be random questions like how we end the humid episode. So are you ready for this?
Okay.
Okay. Pizza flavor. What's your best favorite pizza flavor?
My friends will kill me, but kahit ano, even Hawaiian pizza, I could live with having like lots of pineapples on pizza. I don't really care. I love pizza. Kahit Hawaiian, the simple one, I would go for it.
Hawaiian, yeah.
Yeah, yun na lang. Pinaka basic.
Okay. Breakfast. What's your go-to breakfast meal?
Ooh. go-to breakfast meal would be wheat bread. Wheat bread, tapos yung sliced bread na wheat bread, tapos preferably yung may raisins, tapos malasado na egg na walang ibang nakakaluto kundi ako lang. Yung tipong okay lang siya, pero pwede kong isaw-saw yung wheat bread doon and orange juice or kape. I love that.
Okay. If there's one supply in this world that's gonna be infinite for you, what's that gonna be?
Chocolate. I didn't even hesitate.
Alam mo, gas sasabihin mo eh.
Oh my God, ang mahal ng gas ngayon. But it's chocolates all the way. I love chocolates talaga. As in.
Yeah, thank you for that.
I enjoy this. Thank you so much.
Anything to plug to the listeners?
Where do I start? Follow me everywhere at Thea Rizaldo. That's at Thearizaldo. Everywhere, literally, I'm everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, Kumu, Laika. YouTube. And then I also make weekly vlogs. I go live stream on Kumu every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 9 p.m. I have a podcast that we talked about earlier, and that's the Antikila Talks. You can check that out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and everywhere that you get your podcasts from. You can check also my website. It's www.theyarizelda.com/podcast to check out other listening platforms. And I think that's it. Let's keep in touch, guys. And I really would appreciate it if you would just make chica, you know, any tea that you want to share, that you want to spill. I really love talking to people, especially now, na, oh my God, wala pa rin nangyayari. And yeah, I would love to guest you on the show also, H.
Sure. No worries. I'll be there.
All right.
I'll be there. Guys, good night. And of course, for the new year, it's always in black and white, straightforward. It'll always be your new year. Night, guys.